A few weeks ago, we began a series of sermons about what it means to have faith at work in our lives. You know, one of the very first things we discovered is that it is through faith we get saved. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we get hold of Him, or when we permit Him to get hold of us, we are saved and we are brought into a new relationship with our Heavenly Father. I need to remind you this morning, that is not a relationship that is going to begin sometime in the future. It's a present thing. It has already begun. That is true because He saves us right now. Oh, it will last tomorrow and the next day, and it will run on out into the long future that we call eternity. But salvation is a present thing. It begins right now. The other thing we have discovered is that when we are saved, there are some present and immediate benefits for us. In other words, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, it's going to make a difference in the way we live today. Now, you and I know that God has already revealed His will about a good many things that we face in life. For example, about how to use our money, or about our moral behavior, or about living in the home, or how we relate to our neighbor, turning the other cheek, or going the second mile. But you know, when someone says, I have accepted Jesus as my Savior, but it doesn't seem to make any difference in the way they live at home, or at business, or in the church, or in society, it appears that salvation has not taken in their lives. And that's true because when we accept Jesus and we are saved, it will make a difference in the way that we live every day. And one place it will make a difference is in this whole matter of temptation. This morning I want to talk to you about temptation. How do we deal with it? How do we meet Satan and beat him? And what are we going to do when temptation rears its ugly head and it threatens to drag us down to ruin? Well, let me begin by saying this morning that if you are tempted, that is not to say that you've sinned. You see, the fact of the matter is the strongest temptation comes to people who are striving to be God's person. But it is the man who gives in to sin again and again who knows nothing about its strength. It is the man who stands up to it and tries to resist it who knows the strength and the power of temptation. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been tempted? And of course we have. We all have, and we will continue to be tempted. This is the question. What are we going to do about it? When temptation presents itself to us and we are feel ourselves being threatened to give in and to sin, what can we do? Well, there are three passages in the Scriptures that deal with this whole subject, and they give us three different ways of dealing with temptation. Let me share them with you this morning. First way to deal with temptation is this. When it first rears its head, run as fast as you can. That's what Paul said to the church in Corinth. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And with the temptation, He will provide a way out. And one way is to run. Do you remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament? Joseph was sold by his brothers as a slave, and he wound up in Egypt. A man named Potiphar bought him and made him the chief servant in his house. Well, one day Potiphar's wife took a fancy to Joseph, and she made arrangements to be alone with him. Now, this is the way that the Scripture describes it. One day Joseph came into the house to attend to his duties. The other household servants were not inside, and she took him by the cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." And Joseph left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. You see, when Joseph found himself in a danger zone, he ran as fast as he could. Let me ask you, what do you do when you are tempted? You see, because temptation is so enticing, because the prospects of participating in it is so pleasurable, because it is so good to think about looking at it, when temptation comes along, we want to toy with it and to play with it and to let our minds wander through it. Let me tell you, we are in danger. At that moment, Satan has us in his hands, and he will drag us down to ruin. Do you remember how the psalmist said it? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And the psalmist is simply sharing with us the truth of temptation and its power. At first, a casual glance in passing. And then you stop and you look at the thing, and you begin to toy with it. And the next thing you know, you're sitting right in the middle of it, freely participating. You see, when temptation first rears its ugly head, we ought to turn tail and run as fast as we can to get away from that situation. That's a part of God's provision for us to overcome temptation. But that's not all. The second way to deal with temptation is to do good in the face of evil. That's what Paul wrote to the church in Rome. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. I like the way that Moffat translates that. Never let evil get the better of you. Get the better of evil by doing good. There was a day in the life of Israel when the people of God had been in exile for many years. And then one day, some of these people were permitted to return to Jerusalem. When they got there, the city was in ruin. The wall had been broken down. The gates had been burned. The temple was in ruin. And the people were totally discouraged. King Artaxerxes, whom Nehemiah served in that exile, permitted him to return with some of the exiles and to begin the project of rebuilding the walls of the city. If you go back and read the story, the people rallied around Nehemiah and the work was going well. But there were those in the country who didn't like that. They did not want the Jewish people to return, and they certainly did not want them rebuilding that wall. And so they made a plan to kill Nehemiah. They tried to entice him to come to a meeting so that they could murder him. Three times they sent him a message, come and meet with us. And three times he answered, the work is going well, I cannot come. Why should the work stop while I leave and go to meet with you? Jesus said the same thing with a different twist. He said, when someone has hurt you and done you wrong and you are tempted to get even, he said, love those who persecute you, bless those, pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Let me ask you a question. When temptation rears its ugly head and threatens to drag you down, what are you going to do? That temptation to get even? That temptation to turn away from God's call on your life? That temptation to submit to the lusts of the flesh? I want to tell you this morning, you can defeat that temptation. You can defeat it by doing good in the presence of it and being the person that God called you to be. That's one of God's provisions for dealing with temptation. But you know, there's a third way for us to deal with temptation, and it's this. We ought to resist it. Meet it head on and beat it. That's what James said. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The word resist and submit are military words. You could translate it like this. Put yourself under God's command and take your stand against the devil. You see, sometimes it's just impossible for us to run away from the temptation. Sometimes it is not possible for us to meet that temptation by doing good. There are times when we have to meet it head on and resist it and beat it. Do you remember how Daniel did it in the Old Testament? This is what the Scripture says. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile his body by eating the king's dainties nor drinking his wine. You know, here was Daniel meeting temptation head on and defeating it. Isn't that what Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness? You remember Satan tempted him to turn the stones into bread, to jump from the pinnacle of the temple, to fall down and worship him. Jesus responded, "It is written, depart from me, Satan." Here's Jesus meeting temptation head on and defeating it. You see, that's the same principle that Paul suggested to the church in Ephesus. Take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The first pastor that I served was in a small church in Havana, Florida. There was a lady in that church that everybody considered to be eccentric, including me. One day I was visiting in her home, and we were sitting in the kitchen talking. Right in the middle of our conversation, she stood up, and without a word, she walked to the back door, she threw it open, and she kicked her foot as hard as she could. Well, after I recovered, I said, "Miss Miller, what are you doing?" And she said, "The devil has been bothering me all day, and I just kicked him out." I tell you, that's it. Meet it head on. Resist him. Kick him out. The promise of God is he will flee. Let me remind you that the very heart of overcoming temptation is a renewed relationship with the Lord. When we have the Lord Jesus living in our hearts, when we are possessed by our love for him, when we stay close to him with prayer and Bible study and obedience, temptation loses its power and we can stand secure. Let me ask you a question. Is temptation a problem with you, and you find it harder and harder to resist? Listen to the word of God. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And with the temptation, he will provide a way out. Do not be overcome with evil. Overcome evil with good. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You want to beat temptation? That's the way.